This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nini Nemhang Singh. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a Kashmiri resident named Amir Rashid Ali from Delhi in the Red Fort car blast case. According to the agency, Amir Rashid reportedly conspired with the suicide bomber Umar Nabi to carry out the terror attack which claimed 10 innocent lives and left around 25 injured. NIA said that the car involved in the attack was registered under his name. The anti-terror agency has also seized another vehicle which belongs to Nabi. The vehicle is being examined for evidence in the case. NIA has examined 73 witnesses so far, including those injured in the blast. NIA is working in close coordination with Delhi Police, Jammu and Kashmir Police, Haryana Police, UP Police and various sister agencies. The agency said that it is pursuing multiple leads to unearth the larger conspiracy behind the bombing and identify others involved in the case. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has called upon media organizations to be part of nation-building to make the country Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing a gathering at the presentation ceremony of the first Ramoji Excellence Awards 2025 in Hyderabad yesterday, he said the media must maintain true objectivity in the era of misinformation and dominance of social media. He stated that great institutions are built not on investments but on values, integrity, excellence and dedication. On the occasion, the Vice President presented Ramoji Excellence Awards in seven sectors like rural development and science and technology. The Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights conducted a one-day workshop on building a child-friendly media on Saturday at Dimapur. Organized jointly with the Dimapur Press Club, the event aimed to raise awareness on ethical and legal responsibilities of journalists in reporting on child-related issues. Speaking at the event, Special Public Prosecutor Imli Mongla emphasized the profound responsibility media professionals have when covering stories involving children, stressing the importance of accuracy and sensitivity in reporting.
It's not a niche concern. It is a test of our collective maturity as a democracy. How we report our children, be it victim, witness, or those in conflict with the law. A single headline, a photograph, or a hashtag can protect a child's dignity or destroy it forever.
Ms. Imli Mongla also highlighted legal protections for children, including the POCSO Act and the Juvenile Justice Act, and cautioned against the harm caused by sensationalized or hasty reporting, particularly in the digital age. The session concluded with an open discussion and suggestions for mandatory training for journalists and the Department of Internal Editorial Protocols. The first Nagaland Cooperative Conclave 2025 is set to take place from tomorrow in Kohima. In commemoration of the International Year of Cooperatives 2025, the three-day conclave will be held under the theme Cooperatives, a Catalyst for Economic Transformation, a report.
The three-day event will feature exhibitions and sales of a variety of local products, including fruits and vegetables, handicrafts, processed foods, and traditional pottery. The conclave will also host seminars, panel discussions, and business-to-business sessions to promote knowledge sharing, networking, and collaboration among cooperative societies, entrepreneurs, and policymakers, supported by NABARD and in partnership with the Nagaland State Rural Livelihood Mission, with DIPR and Akashvani Kohima and media partners. The event underscores the vital role of cooperatives in driving economic growth and sustainable livelihoods in Nagaland. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
In Ranji Trophy 2025-26, Nagaland made an early breakthrough against Odisha on day one, reducing them to 34 for 4 wickets. However, 179 runs stand between Biplab Samantarai and Anil Parida helped Odisha recover to 243 for 7 to finish the day. For Nagaland, Jonathan Imliwati and Ronit Moore picked up 2 wickets. Odisha had won the toss and chose to bat first. More action continues today. And in weather, Nagaland is likely to experience dry weather conditions today and tomorrow. However, isolated rains are likely to occur in the subsequent 3 to 4 days in Dimapur, Kohima, Paran and Pek. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.